This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We got to talk about our Hawks, and we will do that coming up a little bit later on. Mike, so, you know, you've got guys like Pete Prisco, CBS's Ryan Wilson, and I think we're going to get Ryan on, but some of these guys are, you know, they just want to rank our class. And when you do this, I just feel like you put an expectation on things that are sometimes unrealistic. Like when you give us an A+,
right?
Okay, well, what's that mean? Like, what? Every one of these draft picks is going to be what, an elite player? They're going to be a Pro Bowl, All Pro type player? What are we saying when you give the class an A+? I don't know how to translate that into what we're going to see in the season.
As we said, it's a study in futility because, you know, there's many times you can go back and look at it. Guys that were supposedly that knocked it out of the park, all of a sudden you realize no, they didn't. You know, because there's all sorts of variables between injuries and just guys who don't live up to expectation. But in this case, it's required reading, it's required writing for columnists. But I mean, yes, if you believe, I guess you get an A+ if you agree wholeheartedly with the general consensus of all the experts, and then if you address your needs and grab the highest ranked guy, so you get an A+. And now, as we said, knowing that 50% of these first round picks are going to, you know, okay.
That's right.
But that's all this is based on. This is just simply, he was good. They drafted him. He was rated good. A+. Now, so it is, you know, okay. Ours, why do we get varying grades? Because some guys really like Pierce and some guys don't believe in Pierce. Guys love our middle round picks. They love our safety picks. You know, they think that's great. You know, Xavier Watts from Notre Dame gets high marks from almost everybody universally, and everyone loved Jalen Walker coming, following, however you want to describe it, getting to us. But Pierce is the linchpin of what we're going to be, and the grades reflect that.
It does. And again, if you're saying, Duke, you don't like the draft, no, I love our draft. I'm just not going to tell you it's an A+, because that's, to me, then you're telling me that all of these guys are going to be a hit, and I don't necessarily know that. Mm-hmm. I would tell you that Xavier Watts may have a bigger impact than Pierce this season. And you're going to say, well, wait a minute. Well, he's a third-round pick. Doesn't matter. If he's going to be on the field like we think, Mike, and he's a tone setter, and he's a guy that can support the run, he can cover, he's a ball hawk, he may have more impact, Mike, with turnovers and things of that nature than Pierce may in his first year being potentially a guy that may not see every down.
No, and that's why people have been asking us yesterday about the rotations and just how does this work. Well, I mean, first off, don't concern yourself with some of the guys that are already here. They may be watching these guys if they ball out. You know, again, there's a rotation. The famous NASCAR package going all the way back to Strahan with the Giants, and there's lots of guys to stay fresh. That's the idea. Problem with us is we've had lots of guys, but they haven't had any impact.
Right.
So now we believe we've actually augmented with dudes that can get in there and really create some havoc. You and I are both a little bit concerned about the size or at least the depth at the tackle position, defensive tackle. But that aside, yeah, man, this, if Pierce gets in there, and here's the other thing. If Pierce starts showing out, you think he's going to start situational? We have no way of knowing.
I do.
Maybe we're going to see what he does at camp in the preseason games. But if he sponges up everything they're teaching him and what they expect from him, then obviously the workload increases.
Look, I think third and long is a no-brainer. I think second and long, depending on the situation and personnel that's in the game, is a no-brainer.
Right.
But I cannot tell you right now he's going to be on the field every down. Jalen will be. There's a difference. Watts, if he's starting, will be. That's the difference. So when we talk, and if you ask me why, I will simply tell you, wait. getting bigger, stronger. He does a great job of coming off the edge and the bend and all of the stuff that we talk about. But, Mike, when you're on the field every down and all the things of that nature, it's just a different animal. And I think they know, and everybody else around the NFL knows, Jalen's built for that. He's not necessarily built for it. Plus, he's got a more compact frame. I'm talking about Jalen Walker.
Right.
So it's different, man. I don't know if he's going to be like this guy that every time off the edge, I'm coming off the edge. That's not what's going to happen here.
But it is going to be a guy, I will say this, I do believe in my heart of hearts as a Falcon fan, and we talked about this pre-draft. Imagine getting a guy that plugs right in and you know. And it would be one of the most colossal disappointments in recent draft history if Jalen isn't that guy. From everything you've seen, everything you saw with Georgia, from the work ethic to the leadership to just playing the film, just beating guys. I mean, beating the, you know, we talked about the Texas games and the elites, and also just the fact that, you know, he's just that alpha. That's a guy that's going to be on the field and will hopefully be. I don't want to compare to Micah Parsons, but those are unavoidable. Every expert compares him to Micah Parsons.
They do, because of everything that they do. You know, when Dan Quinn was there, and we talked about this at one point when he was with Dallas, and there was the idea was you didn't know where Dan Quinn, DQ, was going to put him when you were playing Dallas, and it was the benefit. He might line up on the left side, might line up on the right side, might line up right over the center, and you were like, is he in coverage or is he coming? And it was one of the biggest guessing games, and if you guys don't remember, for 3 years straight, Dallas led the league in turnovers.
Right.
So Parsons was a big part of that because you always – and, Mike, that's Jalen. You always are going to have to figure out where he's coming from, and if you're not prepared, guess what? That could be a sack, a turnover, a missed block, and all of a sudden a tackle for loss, and now you've put them in a down-and-distance situation they don't want to be in. When you get behind the sticks as an offense, man, we control you. Mike, we haven't done enough of that. As a defense, we haven't done enough of that to be really good. Hopefully this kind of stuff can help us get there.
The complimentary football, you think back like, man, those defense were lights out. And then they lose to the Packers because your offense on the Dallas Cowboys couldn't do anything. Remember, Dak was just terrible in that playoff loss to Green Bay a couple years ago? And then you just kept turning it over, flipping the field. And that, you know, even a Micah Parsons can't save that.
No.
But in this case, we've got an offense we believe in. Now, again, this is really, if you go take, I mean, do you consider Michael Penix Jr. a rookie? How do you as a fan feel? I mean, I saw enough, some big moments. There's nothing bigger in a young football player's career than national TV, Sunday night, that game against the Commanders. It got flexed, and the stakes were high. And he made a mistake, and then he did enough to win it later in the game.
It didn't feel like the moment was too big for him.
Agreed.
And the touchdown, the pitch, that's a big-time throw, y'all. I mean, that's
go back and watch it. He threads the needle.
That window is about this big, and he's like, I'm going to put it in there. And Pitts made the catch. I'm confident, Mike, that he showed us enough in those three games. Let's hear from our offensive coordinator, because this is the other thing that was asked about yesterday, and that is what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins being here and practicing and showing up. And Zach Robinson, the OC, said, look, there are no issues here.
It's been fine. You know, we're obviously, you know, just getting back in the building. Kirk's been here, you know, a handful of days. And so, you know, for us, it's just we're just going back to work. And for Kirk, obviously, he's in a role that he, you know, ended the season in as the backup, and would expect him to, you know, just like he did last year, just be there for Mike, be there for anybody on the offense. For me, when I'm up there installing, it's really not that much different. We had that same situation late in the season. Obviously, when we made the switch, everybody got on board with it then, and everybody's, you know, on board with it now, obviously. But Kirk's obviously a valuable player to this offense, to this team, you know, and he's here. We're going to coach him just like we do every other player on the team. So I don't feel an awkwardness personally, you know, with me or the coaches, but you know, I understand he wants to go play somewhere, but shoot, we'll coach the guys that are here and expect Kirk to you know, to give us the same thing back.
Yeah, I mean, after all of us talking about this, Carl, since January and the Super Bowl nonsense, maybe it's a non-story. Maybe he just keeps his head down. As we said, the players don't really care. You know, we'll ask a few questions. We'll try to talk to Kurt, and they're probably not going to let us. But then, you know, at some point, you're going to probably find out that either he gets released or some team comes calling, but we're never going to get anything close to what we thought we were going to get.
I don't think he's going to be a bad teammate. I don't foresee that. And what I mean is being...
You don't think he holds out?
No. Or being disruptive. I don't. Kirk's never done that.
Showing up for the mini camp, he kind of proves that's not going to be the way it's going to play, right?
But even in situations where things have not looked good in Washington for a short time when he was there and they ultimately franchise tagged him, I just feel like he's going to be a good teammate regardless of how this may feel or look for him. But that's interesting that, you know, again, Zach's like, no issue. And we're back to where we were. Let's hope that's the case. Because I'll tell you this, Michael Penix needs all the support he can get. He doesn't need distractions. And he certainly doesn't need somebody in the building pouting about, you know, sitting in the corner, Mike, and looking mad, and you mean mugging me all the time, and you got the resting B face on. I don't need all that.
Because, as I said, when I got a chance, the best seats I had all year were in the Bucks game down at Raymond James, where he's like a de facto coach. Remember, I kept texting you, you got to see this, man. Cousins basically walking up and down the sideline, talking to receivers, talking to Bijan, talking to his offensive line. You know, when there was when it looks like the Bucks are getting some momentum, he's like, literally like another coach. I was like, wow. That's why you remember that we played that soundbite. Bijan, this dude's legit. That's what made it so wackadoodle and so just counterintuitive when everything played out the way it played out, you know, from what was said and what was done, then what was said and what was done. So it's why I just...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't know what this guy's about.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.